I want to make this an edgeless show. A show with no edges. Ah, welcome back. It's Randy Miller's Kansas City, and we are talking about houses. We're talking about your place to live, building your own home, designing a custom place at Woodland Trails, a fantastic community, a lifestyle community. And Michelle, what does that word mean, lifestyle community?
Well, lifestyle community means that your home and your lifestyle expands beyond your own front door.
Yeah. So it's not just a house.
It's the whole package that comes with the house. It's the miles of walking trails, resort style pool, the athletic fields, the topography, the expanse of green space. Everything that's integrated into that whole community becomes part of your home.
Yeah, and I think that affects the community itself, don't you? I mean, people are happier. People are out. They're doing stuff. They got their kids. They get, you know.
It definitely does. You know, we lived in Lake Winnebago for years, and we would drive back and forth, by some of the smaller smaller communities that were basically just a field that was sliced up into lots. And I'd see these little families, you know, just these little moms with their strollers just kind of bunched up and trying to congregate together, on the corner of the sidewalk. It's like, I used to think, man, they have nowhere where they can, moms need a place to visit with other moms, you know, because they're all losing their minds,
right? So, I need somebody to talk to.
Right. I mean, I'm identifying with these young moms and thinking, oh my goodness. So when we got this piece of ground, I mean, this was like really our stomping grounds, because we drove by this for years, you know, and it was such a great opportunity for us to develop of this place, you know, a community where families can do that. You know, they have all kinds of opportunities to get out and enjoy the outdoors and to just visit, you know, with other families that are in the neighborhood. I mean, that's just an important part of a community life, right?
I mean, to actually have a lifestyle.
Yeah.
Michelle Reif is here with us, and we're also talking to Jana Laswell, interior designer, and Leanne Cerna, you're on site out there.
I am on site, yeah. Shelly and I will be there.
Okay, so, and you get the cart rides?
I give the cart rides. All right. Yes,
If you go to woodland-trails.com, that's the best way to check things out. Is that kind of what you're finding with these families that are moving out there? Is like, where has this place been? How come there are not other places like this?
It is. It's interesting. They'll drive by and they're like, these big structures at the front caught our eye. We didn't know this was here. And they come in and then they're just, I mean, they'll stay for hours. Yeah. We take a cart ride, we drive around, and I love when I see, now that more families have moved in, we see the kids down at the ponds fishing and the families walking the trails. So
okay, ponds fishing, you just sold 9 houses.
I know.
I mean, seriously.
It is true. Yeah.
People
love that.
Right,
I love it.
Right. Where do you get that? Do you ever have to ask anybody, you either need to buy a place or you got to leave?
Yeah. I mean,
you've been here for 3 days now.
I know.
It's time to, get going.
Pick them out.
Jana, what is the challenges for you as an interior designer when people are building for the first time? What are the big challenges there for you?
Challenges are, I don't know that I consider them challenges actually, but I guess what is most challenging is trying to channel what each individual, what each family, what each couple is looking for, what they are comfortable with, what they are going to, as we said, this whole community type feeling. Your home's not just, you know, the front door and walking in, but figuring out what's going to make them comfortable day to day, how they're going to walk into their house and want to come home to it every day.
All right, so you got a family that loves Batman and has 22 cats, and they want to create a theme. I mean, what do you do there?
Well, I'm not 100% in that case, but I have worked with people who want to come home to a lodge.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm not sure this is the right way to put it, but very poor grade pine on the floors.
Right.
They stain it the color they want. It's beat up looking, and they absolutely love it.
Yeah.
What
does it do with barnwood right now?
People are doing barnwood walls, accent walls, barn doors. The rowing barn doors are really popular for people who like that more lodge type or rustic look, and people who don't as well.
Okay, so there's small, medium, and lodge. But now tell me, what is the craziest theme that you've ever been hit with?
Well, the lodge theme was interesting because we took it to an extreme.
Is that right?
Yeah. There is a house that I didn't start with. with but was involved in later, that they wanted somewhat of a theme park. They wanted a playground in their house. They did bright colored carpeting. They did tunnels through rooms. They did tunnels from one floor to the next. Very unique, very custom, but that's what you can do when you build a house from the ground up.
That's what's so cool.
Lots of color, really fun. Resale, I'm not sure. They'd have to find just a right buyer.
That's what I want to ask you, too.
Okay, because, you have to use your imagination.
Yeah, and that has
this
to be...
This has potential.
Yeah, right. But that has to be... you can't have to remind people about that, right?
Right, exactly. Oh, without a doubt. Yeah. How long are you planning on staying in this house? 20 years? Okay, let's do it.
Yeah, right.
Jana will probably agree with me. I love the new... The way that design is kind of evolving. Like there's a kind of a juxtaposition. Is that a word?
Yes.
Juxtaposition.
It is now. Yeah.
Between a kind of the rustic elements with the more neutral colors and maybe things are looking like lines are a little cleaner and colors are fresher.
Exactly. Tailored and rustic at the same time. People want to feel comfortable in their homes, but want it simplified.
Mm-hmm.
Not a bunch of stuff sitting around anymore.
Not a bunch of rooms you don't use.
Right, exactly. Which Jim talked about with the design of the homes themselves, but the finishes, the tiles, and the flooring and things that people are selecting now are a lot cleaner, a lot more simple. You see a lot more larger tiles rather than little bits and pieces of busyness.
All right, so for the people that want to see some of this stuff, we're going to have something special next week. Out at Woodland Trails. We're going to be doing this show live on location starting at 1 o'clock next Saturday.
Then
what else we got, Michelle? You got the whole shebang out there.
We're going to have the golf carts. We're going to have golf carts. Yeah. We're going to have some hot dogs and hamburgers on the grill for people who come. We're inviting the neighbors and also those people who are considering moving out to Woodland Trails. And anyone who wants to come out, we're going to have the pool open that day, and we'll be broadcasting live from the resort pool.
Yeah. That's cool.
And we're going to be doing some giveaways. So we have some iPads we're going to be giving away and some drawings.
And the Parade of Homes.
And it's the middle weekend of the Parade of Homes. So it's smack in the middle of the parade, and it'll be on Saturday at 1 o'clock.
Oh, that's going to be fun. Next Saturday at 1 o'clock out of Woodland Trails. You can check it out at woodland-trails.com, and we'll start broadcasting live at 1 o'clock. Come on out and have a great time out there. Check out the property, see some of the houses, and we can go ahead and build it for you that day. Come on out, Woodland Trails. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you guys for being here. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. This is great.
Woodland-trails.com. We'll be back here next week, broadcasting live on KCMO.